Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply. Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
When evaluating personalities from the perspective of the sun and the moon in Vedic astrology, it gives a completely different picture, and this is what we will analyze in this series with case studies. Without the case studies, we'll be lost. We'll have no reference points or perspectives on how to look at this from an objectively scientific, logical perspective. Yeah. So from the perspective of Vedic astrology, two guiding principles are the sun and the moon, the two luminaries that guide and focus our energies as a soul in particular directions. That's the principle, the sun and the moon. So number one, the rule is the ascendant nakshatra has the energies of the rising sun, your rising sign also, the external male principle, what you display in the world, what the personality wants to show in the world, the physical personality, the ego structures, extroversion, traits which are displayed externally, external drives, external impulses, external behaviors, etc. The sun is all about shining forward. It brings forth anything that to shine in the world. It's an external male principle, is the first one we should see, the ascendant nakshatra. The next one is the moon nakshatra, which has the energies of mind as translated to emotional content, the subconscious desires, the deep-seated emotional tendencies and needs, the introversion, the emotional impulses. You can also call it the emotional body. This is the moon, the second luminary. So we are talking both about the display of external and internal, and that's all we are in this polarized world when we come in as souls. So let's evaluate with case studies one by one, because we are talking about three kinds of ganas here, the Dev Gana, the Manushya Gana, and the Rakshasa Gana, and we are talking about ascendant and moon nakshatra in the placement in the birth chart. So it gives us number of combinations which we shall see one by one. Now let us speak about the case where the ascendant is in Manushya Gana nakshatra and the moon is in Dev Gana nakshatra. Okay, what does this kind of personality bring about? What this combination brings about? Let us examine. They are social and communicative people. This person may be highly social and enjoy connecting with others. They may have excellent communication skills and enjoy engaging in conversation with people from all walks of life. compassionate and empathetic. They may be highly compassionate and empathetic towards others and may have a strong desire to help those in need. That comes from Manushya Gana, by the way. They may be drawn towards careers in the field such as counseling, social work, or healthcare, where they can use their empathy and compassion to make a positive difference and impact in people's lives. Isn't that wonderful? Creative and imaginative, Devgana. They may possess a strong imagination and be drawn to creative pursuits such as art, music, or writing. They may have a talent for envisioning new possibilities and expressing themselves through their art or craft. Analytical and practical. They may possess a strong analytical mind and be able to think critically and logically about problems. They may also prioritize practicality over emotion and be able to make decisions based on facts and data. They can be diplomatic and tactful. Again, this comes from Manushya Gana. They may be skilled at navigating social situations and may have natural talents for diplomacy and tact. People with this combination may be motivated by a desire to connect with others and make positive difference in the world. They may be drawn to careers of volunteer work that allow them to help others and may be highly committed to causes or beliefs that they feel are important. They may also be driven by a desire for personal growth and self-improvement and may be interested in exploring their own spirituality or philosophical beliefs. Now let's take up a case study. Now we take up the case study of this lady by the name N. Her ascendant is in Purva Falguni Nakshatra in the second Pada. Her moon is in Rohini Nakshatra in the fourth Pada. And her dominant elements are earth and water, which means she is practical and she is very emotional. There's more emotional content, being the element of water is higher than earth. There's less fire and air element. Always pay attention to elements also while doing this, okay? Because that's what's important driver in determining where the direction of this person is heading, what kind of talents they possess and how they would use them. So let's take the first, ascendant in Purva Falguni. Now Purva Falguni is ruled by Bhagas, good fortune. It falls in the sign of Leo and in second Pada it goes into Virgo. So already she is quite practical. Earth is element is quite strong in her chart as well. So they are all about creating new love, good rewards from past karma. It's a good ascendant to be born in because they are blessed naturally with good fortune. In the second Pada, it says could be probably having a lot of creativity and production, something like arts, something like music, something like acting, you know, creative arts, so to speak. Lots of creativity in the second Pada, which is grounded, okay? And being the water element dominant there, she might also go into creative forms of art. Now, the moon falls in Rohini Nakshatra in the fourth Pada. The fourth Pada is about going into Cancer, Taurus going into Cancer. Rohini falls under Taurus. Again, there is the water element. Taurus going into Cancer is water element and water is the most dominant. So Rohini Nakshatra will be very strong for this lady, which is good in what? Rohini Nakshatra is good for commerce and business. They are magnetic, they are sensual. And in the fourth Pada, they could be somewhat into farming, agriculture and real estate. This lady could also be in real estate. Or even in terms of art and creativity. See, even Rohini has art and creativity. It's amazing how these nakshatras and the chart usually fall like a poetic rhythm into place. They fall into one another beautifully, like a puzzle coming together, you see. One does not conflict the other. The energies of nakshatras always tend to complement one another. So this lady might be a creative kind of person. Obviously, we have to consider all the rest of the planets and points, but just giving this theme here, just see the predominant elements, the ascendant nakshatra and the moon nakshatra, and study the themes as I have presented in the 27 Nakshatra series, you can go through that playlist and you can begin to draw a general theme of how this personality is playing out, what they will be good for, what is makes sense to them and what they will shine in. Okay, this is how you use the nakshatras in your chart. So take your own time, study these things and be very careful with drawing conclusions. You have to see a lot of other aspects. But this lady is very emotional and very earthbound as well. So she will use her talents in that manner and in her life. Yeah. In the next one, we'll be doing the next combo. In the meantime, take care, be safe, be awesome, be happy.